Okay, judges, we're ready for contestant number 8, Kevin Slaughter. Kevin. Yeah, that's fine. Is everyone able to hear me okay? Well, you definitely will be able to in a few minutes. The previous speaker has a distinct advantage over me because he was able to memorize his whole talk, but I do have a distinct advantage over many of the other speakers because I have windproof notes. In getting ready this morning, last year I wore this nice little plantation, this kind of Colonel Sanders tie. Everybody complimented me on my costume, and that was nice. I didn't this year because I was afraid if there were too many people dressed up in period costume, passers-by might think we were having a tea party. But then Melody pointed out a poll the other day that said that 85% of tea partiers considered themselves to be Christian. And then I thought, well, you know what? I might have made the wrong choice because they need to hear this message. I'm going to read a truncated but not bowdlerized version of Ingersoll's How the Gods Grow. Ladies and gentlemen, priests have invented a crime called blasphemy. The crime is the trenches in which ignorance, superstition, and hypocrisy have cowered and crouched for thousands of years to shoot their poisoned arrows at the pioneers of human thought. Now, priests tell us that there is a God somewhere in heaven who objects to a human being thinking critically and expressing his own thought. And we have been taught that it is dangerous, extremely dangerous, and that of all the crimes in the world, the greatest is to deny the existence of God. Redden your hands with innocent blood. Steal the bread of an orphan, deceive, ruin, and desert the beautiful girl who has loved and trusted you, and for all of this, you may be forgiven. For all of this, you will have the clear writ of that bankrupt court of the gospel. But deny the existence of one God and the tearful face of mercy becomes lurid with eternal hate. The gates of heaven will be shut against you, and you, with an infinite curse ringing in your ears, commence your wanderings as an immortal vagrant, a deathless convict, and an eternal outcast. And we have been taught that the infinite has become angered at the finite merely because the finite said, "I don't know." The other day, I read a sermon. I know, you're not going to believe that. It's hard to believe, but I did. There was nothing else to do. I had read everything else in this newspaper, including the advertisements. So I read the sermon. It was by a gentleman named Mr. Moody, and the topic was on prayer. And in that article, he claimed that our prayer should just be, "Thy will be done." And if we said this, and if we were really sincere about it, maybe we can convince God to have his own way. And he gives an illustration of this. There's a woman in Illinois, and she had a sick child. And she prayed that God would not take her child away. She didn't pray, "Thy will be done." No, she prayed what anyone who may pray to a God would pray. She said, "I cannot give up my baby." And according to Mr. Moody, this was a prayer of rebellion. Well, she said, "I cannot give up my baby," and God heard her prayer, and the child got well. And Mr. Moody says that when it did get well, it was an idiot. And for 15 years, this woman looked after and watched over this idiotic child. And Mr. Moody says, how much better would it have been if she would have had just let God had his way? Think of a God who would punish a mother for speaking to him in an agonizing heart and saying, I cannot give up my baby. And then she turns that child into an idiot. He turns that child. That is the God that we're expected to worship. They say to me that God has written a book, and I'm glad that he did, because it is beyond, because that book, and it is by that book that I will judge him. I find in that book that it is a crime to eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge. I find that the church has always been the enemy of education. I find that the church still carries the flaming sword of ignorance and bigotry. And if all of that is true, ought we not, after all, to thank the devil? He was the first schoolmaster. He was the first to whisper liberty in our ears. He was the author of ambition and progress. And as for me, give me the storm and tempest of thought and action rather than the dead calm of ignorance and faith. Punish me when and how you will, but first let me eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge. You hate a God like that. I do. I despise him. And yet little children in Sunday school are taught that infamous lie. And if you will just read the Old Testament with the bandage off of your eyes and the cloud of fear free from your heart, you will come to the conclusion that it was not merely written by men, but by barbarians, by savages, and it is totally unworthy of a civilized age. In the vast cemetery that we call the past are most of the religions of men, and buried there too are most of the gods. Thank you.